Welcome to our third CHDs in Society episode for Heart Month 2023. Our first week we discussed some entertainers touched by CHD, and last week we talked about athletes affected by CHDs or congenital heart defects. This week, let's take a look at musicians who have been touched by congenital heart defects. Many of my loyal listeners will recognize the first musician I'd like to highlight. He's a former guest on Heart to Heart with Anna. Who is this musician? He's an American who was essentially born with half a heart. He had surgery his first day of life, but after 30 years of living with a single ventricle heart, he was put on the transplant list. He waited for 385 days before receiving the gift of life. This musician is a world-renowned pianist, a composer, producer, and a podcast host. He created a musical adaptation of The Christmas Box by Richard Paul Evans and has worked for Disney, BMG, and others over the course of his musical career. His music has been classified as classical, Christian, and New Age. His independent record label is Stone Angel Music. This musician and his wife have established a scholarship to help students at Salt Lake Community College who were born with congenital heart defects. He has also performed benefit concerts for people needing heart transplants. Who is this musician? Our second musician is someone who is near and dear to my heart. He has created music for our podcast, specifically for Bereaved But Still Me, but also for our newest podcast, the CHD Podcast. He is a singer-songwriter who was born with hypoplastic left heart syndrome, or HLHS. His nickname is Wild Moose Man. I would classify his music as country, American bluegrass, plus a touch of rock all thrown in together. His songs include Still, Smiles, For a Little While, Wake Me Up If I'm Dreaming, and If I Could. And he is part of the Wild Moose Man band. He even wrote a song on a dare using a thesaurus called Indubious Hitchhiker. He calls it the greatest dumb song ever. Who is this musician? Our third musician plays music in a totally different category. This female musician was born and raised in London. Her music is considered unconventional because she mixes soul vocals with contemporary R&B pop, electropop, and hip-hop beats. She has won the 2011 Critics' Choice Brit Award and the BBC Sound of 2011. She served as a coach on The Voice UK, The Voice Australia, and The Voice Kids UK. She even received widespread recognition in China after she was on the Hunan TV reality program Singer. Born with Wolf Parkinson White syndrome, she wasn't diagnosed until she was 11 years old. She suffered a minor stroke at 18, which she attributed to her heart condition. She has worked with Ariana Grande, Cyndi Lauper, will.i.am, and so many more musicians. She's played for the Queen of England, sang the theme song for Ice Age Collision Course, and has written songs for many notable singers, including, but not limited to, Miley Cyrus, Chris Brown, Kota Kumi, and DJ Cassidy. I love it that she calls her fans heartbeats, and she says she wouldn't be the artist she is today without them. Who is this musician? The last musician I'm going to cover is one I remember heart moms going crazy for in the 1990s. When we discovered that one of the Backstreet Boys was born with a heart defect, everybody was talking about it. This musician is a singer, songwriter, and an actor. He was born with a ventricular septal defect, and at age 5, he was hospitalized for 2 months because of bacterial endocarditis, and he had to repeat the first grade. He has had 2 heart surgeries, one at age 5 and another at 23. He also took part in a documentary about CHD called The Heart of the Matter, where he talked about how in his 20s, it was discovered that he had a hole in his heart near his tricuspid valve, and it was theorized that the deterioration of the heart tissue may have been the result of that bacterial endocarditis episode he suffered when he was 5 years old. At 23 years of age, his heart was repaired. After singing with the Backstreet Boys, this musician went on to become a contemporary Christian singer. He is married to Leanne Wallace, and his son is following in his musical footsteps as an American country singer-songwriter. His son Bailey was diagnosed with atypical Kawasaki syndrome, which is a leading cause of acquired heart disease in the United States. Currently, both musicians are doing fine. Who is Bailey's father? And now for the results. Musician number one. I'm sure everybody got this. He is Paul Cardle. And I will have the link to his former Heart to Heart with Anna episode in the show notes. I just love Paul's music. If you need music to relax or to drive to or just to enjoy, you have to tune in to Paul Cardle. He is amazing. Miles Schweitzer is my bluegrass, American country, a little bit of rock kind of guy. He's so much fun to listen to. I hope you all will check out his music as well. Jesse J. This UK singer is amazing, friends. She sang a song that Whitney Houston sang years ago that just knocked my socks off. This girl has pipes like you just can't believe. So check her out. I just love her music. I'm her biggest, newest fan. And then, of course, Brian Luttrell was our fourth musician. He's the Backstreet Boy that all the heart moms went crazy for. That's it for this week's CHDs in Society. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. Please tune in tomorrow for our Saturday success story. And remember, my friends, you are not alone.
Thank you again for joining us this week. We hope you have become inspired and empowered to become an advocate for the congenital heart community. Heart to Heart with Anna, with your host, Anna Jaworski, can be heard at any time, wherever you get your podcasts. A new episode is released every Tuesday from noon Eastern Time.